It's time to eat.
Get in my belly.
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Evan Silva.
Me so hungry.
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby. Week 6 in the National Football League. And this is your NFC Fantasy Feast Podcast. We are loving it. We are in the middle of this thing, it feels like, right now. He is Evan Silva, just does a terrific job. So do all the guys at Roto World, I might add. Evan, you can follow in particular at Evan Silva, like I do. Love. Not only do I like Evan's tweets, I really like Evan's retweets, because usually when he retweets something, it's valuable fantasy information. So I encourage you to follow him. I'm Ross Tucker, played offensive line in the NFL. Now I'm just in year two of what will be a 42-year fantasy football domination. The domination's not going quite as well as I would like so far this season, but I'm getting there. We're going to get into every single NFC team on this podcast tomorrow.
Ross, I'm 5-0. I'm 5-0 in the Feast League.
Are you really?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I hope so, dude. This is all you do all day, every day. I hope
so. That's true.
By the way, are you well right now? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm laying down. You know, I'm relaxing.
I know, but you texted me your streamers for this week.
Oh.
And I'm legitimately concerned. In fact, let's change it up this week. Rather than waiting until the end of the podcast, let's talk about your quarterback streamers right here at the start, so we're not redundant when we're going through the teams. So we used to like to save them at the end, but I'm going to do it right now. Your quarterback streamers, I can't even – like, this is crazy. Do you want to tell them or should I?
No, I'm too embarrassed. You tell them.
Evan's quarterback streamers this week. This is the text he sent me 7 minutes ago. Matthew Stafford, Fitzmagic, Colin Kaepernick. You know, you don't need to try to make your degree of difficulty higher, right? You're just trying to give these people, if they had Tyrod Taylor as their starter or whatever, you're just, or they have a team with a bye, you're just trying to give them an option. You're not trying to like do something out of this world crazy. Stafford, Fitzmagic, and Kaepernick, explain yourself.
It's ugly. It's ugly. I mean, I'm looking at quarterbacks that are low owned, and I know that fantasy analysts across the industry are telling people to drop Matthew Stafford this week. Well, you know, that's not really helpful forward looking analysis. And I mean, Matthew Stafford has played poorly. We were never really on him to begin with, you know, but he's a streamer this week against the Bears. The Bears have one of the worst pass defenses in football. And, you know, they can't rush the passer. Their best defensive back, Antrell Roll, has a high ankle sprain. Matthew Stafford has not played well, but, you know, this is the kind of game where he could have a pretty big game, you know, after everybody has written him off. You know, all the guys that would be better streamers are starting to get picked up. Blake Bortles, you know, guys like that. So Matthew Stafford, if you see him get dropped and you need help at quarterback, you know, your starter's on a bye, or, you know, you have Tyrod Taylor and he's injured, Matthew Stafford's a pretty good play this week. Same goes for Colin Kaepernick, who, you know, everybody has written off. He played really, really well against the Giants last week and didn't even have a lot of rushing yards. The Ravens have given up top five quarterback performances to Josh McCown, Derek Carr, and Andy Dalton. That's per J.J. Zacharyson at Late Round QB on Twitter. So the Ravens don't rush the passer, and their secondary has played much worse than I anticipated before the season. But that, a lot of that is due to missing Terrell Suggs, and then Elvis Dumervil went out last week with a groin injury. He's really battled a groin injury since early August. So it's, you know, the quarterbacks, the way that the quarterbacks have performed to this point in the season have not been ideal with Colin Kaepernick and Matthew Stafford. But I think they're good bets for solid games, considering their matchups this week. And then Fitzmagic, he would be third on my list. I think the Redskins defense is pretty underrated. They gave Matt Ryan a lot of trouble last week, but they're also a defense that historically shuts down the run and struggles to defend the pass. And Ryan Fitzpatrick is capable of having big games here and there, you know, having two or three TD games. And he's going to have his wide receiver core at full strength with Marshall and Decker now healthy. So he makes sense as a streamer.
Did you listen to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast at all this week yet?
I have not listened to it yet.
So my new thing is that if you play really poorly like Matthew Stafford did on Sunday against the Cardinals, the new promotion should be that the quarterback that has the worst game every Sunday, Stamps.com should pay that guy a boatload of money to have to go to the post office the next day. Stand in line with all of those people looking at him after he threw all those picks, because that would be a great way to get the message out about Stamps.com, which is so much better than the post office, which is where Matthew Stafford is right now. Buy and print official U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. Then you just hand it to the mail carrier. You can focus on what you really want to focus on, which is your fantasy team. We use Stamps.com. We were sending the Madden copies out. You guys loved that. Or for those of you that spread the word via social media, right now you can sign up for Stamps.com and use our promo code FANTASY for a special 4-week trial, plus a $110 bonus offer, includes postage and a digital scale. Don't be like Matthew Stafford. Don't have to stand in line at the post office. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in fantasy. That's stamps.com. Enter fantasy. Let's roll, Bri.
Next meal.
Let us start, Evan, in New Orleans tomorrow night, where the Saints host the Atlanta Falcons. The Saints defense gave up 942 yards to the Eagles on Sunday, I'm pretty sure. So, What does it mean in your mind for the Falcons? I mean, we know about Devontae Freeman. We know about Julio Jones. I guess, do you think those guys are worth it in terms of their prices for daily fantasy? Or is there anybody else, a Hankerson or something, that stands out to you for the Falcons?
I think Devontae Freeman is definitely worth it in DFS. His price has not been adjusted up to where it deserves to be. I mean, I think you can make a good argument that he's the number one overall fantasy running back play this week, and he's still priced as like the RB10. So I do think he's worth it. Julio, we don't know if he's going to play, but today he said that he fully intends to play. And I think they'll let him play probably if he feels up for it. You know, it would be a lot easier to sit here and project the game if we had answers. Because if Julio doesn't play, I would like Mark Ingram a lot. Because I think that the Saints would be a better bet to, you know, stay competitive and or have a lead. And they could feed Mark Ingram, you know, 20-plus touches. Whereas, you know, if Julio plays, he makes everybody better around him, not necessarily in fantasy, but he improves the scoring outlook for Atlanta. And, you know, Atlanta could easily light up that defense. I mean, that defense is terrible. They can't rush the passer. They got killed by the run last week. You know, they just don't have talent on defense. And, you know, this is a game with a 51-point over-under. You know, you should be wanting to play guys in this game. Willie Snead, I think, is the favorite to lead the Saints in receiving this week. He's a guy who last week his snap rate climbed from, it was like in the 60s, it climbed over 70 last week, and now we have Marcus Colston not going to play with a separated shoulder. So Willie Snead is like, he's going to get 8 to 12 targets every single week, and you know, I think he might end up leading the Saints in catches this year. If he's still available, make sure that you put him on your roster. You know, I think that even in a non-PPR league, he's an every-week starter.
Next meal.
All right, Evan. How about the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions? We know how you feel about Matthew Stafford already. What about Cutler, who everybody now is acting like is good because they scored 18 points on Sunday against the Chiefs, and he picked the ball up off the ground and lobbed it to Forte. So he's good now, evidently, Evan. He's good now. They scored 18 points, and he picked up the ball that he dropped and threw it to Matt Forte, so he's good now, just so you know.
Well, he's no Josh McCown, you know.
Yes! He's not. He is absolutely not. I'm glad you brought that up. I could do a whole podcast series on Josh McCown versus Jay Cutler. But anyway, we'll talk about Josh Cutler, QB1 in the NFL right now, the last few weeks, on the AFC podcast.
But the Lions have the worst pass defense in football. And actually, as of this week, I was looking at some Yahoo-owned percentages for season-long, and Jay Cutler was 32% owned on Yahoo. So, you know, if people aren't picking him up, they need to pick him up. He's been playing well without Alshon, without Eddie Royal, and without his left tackle in Jermaine Bushrod. He's a great, great play against maybe the worst pass defense in the entire league. The Lions, they lost Tyron Walker, who was going to be their three technique interior rusher. DeAndre Levy, it looks like they're going to shut him down. He's an every down linebacker. Haloti Ngata, you know, it seems like his body is starting to break down. He didn't play last week. So this is a good matchup for pretty much all the Bears. We don't know about Alshon Jeffrey's status. My guess is that because the Bears have a bye next week, they won't play him this week. And then if he doesn't play, I mean, Marcus Wilson has balled in back-to-back games now. He had some big catches against the Raiders 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I mean, he had success against cornerbacks that you wouldn't think that he would necessarily match up well with, in Sean Smith and Marcus Peters. Those guys are physical press corners. Marcus Wilson is like a tall, long, skinny guy. And I mean, he was winning contested catches. He scored a touchdown, beat Marcus Peters on that TD. I mean, he's developing into a good player. And if there's no Alshon, I think Marcus Wilson is a fantasy starter.
What about for the Lions in this one? How are you feeling about your boy Amir?
Not good. Not good at all. He has one game over 11 touches so far this season. He got benched last week. The Lions they have the worst running game unit in the entire NFL. So it's looking bleak for all the RBs. The big question is, do we buy low on Calvin Johnson? You know, do we think that the Lions are going to turn it around, or are they going to call it a season? Because if they don't call it a season, Calvin Johnson has maybe the most favorable wide receiver schedule in the NFL the rest of the way. And he's had one of the tougher ones so far. I mean, he's faced Patrick Peterson. He faced Xavier Rhodes. He faced the difficult cornerbacks in Denver. He played in Seattle. I mean, he's had a brutal opening season schedule, but it loosens up considerably going forward. He shredded Kyle Fuller in two games late last year. I think it was week 13 and week 16, had over 140 yards in one of them and two TDs, and over 100 yards in the second one. I think he's a buy low. I think you need to try to go out and get him. His price has dropped a bunch on DFS sites. I love Calvin Johnson this week.
Moving on.
Next meal.
The Vikings, coming off of a bye week, host the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs defense not looking quite as formidable these days as I guess we thought they would. Not like the Bears lit them up, but still. And then you've got the Vikings coming off a bye. So how are you feeling about Peterson as a DFS play? And then what about, you know, Mike Wallace and Rudolph? And you know who I think is an interesting pickup is Stephon Diggs. based on what he did in that Denver game.
I agree. And he was balling in the preseason too. I mean, he can play. He can definitely play. The question is, how many snaps is he going to get? You know, are they going to promote him over Charles Johnson, who did nothing when he was healthy? They just signed Jarius Wright. Stephon Diggs really is, you know, theoretically more of a slot receiver type, and they just signed Jarius Wright to an extension. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how many snaps he's going to get, but I agree with you that Stephon Diggs, he's a good little player. He was a great draft pick by Rick Spielman. I think Mike Wallace is the guy that you're maybe considering in a fantasy league this week against Kansas City, which has given up a ton of production so far to wide receivers. They have allowed 9 different wide receivers through 5 games to go over 80 yards. 9. That's a lot. So Mike Wallace, I think, is a nice third receiver play in fantasy. And Adrian Peterson, behind probably Devonta Freeman, is the best run, best fantasy running back play this week. The Chiefs have played good run defense, but this is a game that the Vikings should be able to control. And we've already seen Adrian Peterson eat against good run defenses. He did it against Denver. You know, it's just a matter of getting him opportunities. He's going to break one at some point. It doesn't really concern me that the Chiefs have played great run defense. It concerns me, is Adrian Peterson going to get a lot of work? And this game sets up well for him to get a lot of work. I also like the Vikings defense, and we'll talk about that eventually.
Speaking of getting work, if you need people to work for your business, how about ZipRecruiter.com? At ZipRecruiter.com, you can post 100-plus job sites with a single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 6 million resumes. Again, you just post once, and within 24 hours, your candidates will start to roll in. We all know in life, and especially those of you that have small businesses or work in small businesses, how hard it is to get the right people and how important that is. I mean, it's everything. I can tell you, for Go Big Recruiting, it is everything. Well, help yourself find the right people. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go somewhere else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Just do ZipRecruiter.com/podcast. That's ZipRecruiter.com/podcast. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/podcast, Bri.
Next meal.
And the next meal takes us to New York, where the Jets host the Redskins, and the Jets are getting back Sheldon Richardson. You know, the Redskins didn't really run the ball that well or stop the run, and they still could have, would have, should have beat the Falcons, which is kind of interesting. You know, I think I said this on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Evan. I don't know how good they are, but the Redskins have a team that is respectable and their fans can be appreciative of.
They play hard, dude. Absolutely. You know, they're impressive to watch. I mean, on a weekly basis, they play their asses off. You know, they're missing a lot of guys. They're missing DeSean Jackson. You know, they're trying to play with a game manager quarterback. They, you know, are missing several defensive backs. They lost Junior Gallette, you know, before the season. They're going to keep games close all season, and I bet they end up with, you know, maybe 7 wins, and they beat some people that people don't expect them to beat. You're right. They probably should have won that game last week against Atlanta. But you can't start any Redskins against the Jets this week, so we can just move forward.
Nice. Let's do it, Bri.
Next meal.
How about the Arizona Cardinals in Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers? Steelers did have a Monday night game on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. That should be noted. The Cardinals rolled yet again. But I really like Stephon Tuitt and Cam Hayward. I know Forsett ran for a bunch on the Steelers, but I just feel like Arians going back to Pittsburgh. They kind of kicked him out the door. I think he's going to try to chuck it on them. That's still the weakness, without question, of the Steelers' defense. I don't love Chris Johnson in this one, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, do you think that this is kind of a letdown spot for the Cardinals, as you mentioned, you know, traveling all the way across country? You know, what would Fezzik say about this?
No, I don't think it's a letdown for them, because I think that they love their head coach and they know how much this means to him. You know, being back in Pittsburgh after the Steelers essentially fired him. They said he retired, but they basically fired him. And they haven't traveled. They played in Detroit. And then they're spending all week in West Virginia, hanging out with Florio, practicing in West Virginia all week. So they've been there. Sometimes that works out really well for teams. Sometimes it doesn't. They kind of get out of their rhythm a little bit. Yeah. But, no, I don't think it's a letdown at all. I think there'd be more of a sense for a letdown for the Steelers, you know, playing on the West Coast. They're the ones that had to really travel to play on the West Coast, you know, on Monday night, barely beat the Chargers. Now they come all the way back. My point is, I think this is a Carson Palmer, Larry Fitz, John Brown game more than a Chris Johnson game.
I do too. And Michael Floyd has not done anything yet, but I would give him a look in DFS because he's pretty much the minimum price and he's playing a lot of snaps. And this is like, you can't beat this matchup against the Steelers cornerbacks. So, you know, he's not a safe play, but his cost lowers his risk, and I would look at him. Andre Ellington looks like a garbage time back at this point. David Johnson is playing in the red zone. Arians kind of fooled us about David Johnson. I mean, he still has a role in the offense for sure. You know, it's kind of hard to have strong takeaways from a game that got out of hand like last week's did, but it's very clear that Chris Johnson is the feature back, and then they're going to mix in the other two guys. And I know that Andre Ellington had a long touchdown, but you know, I don't think you could trust him in fantasy.
Moving on.
Next meal.
Carolina at Seattle. Keekly is back for Carolina. I actually wrote about that in my Sports on Earth column. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me, but if I had a concussion bad enough that I had to sit out for 4 weeks, I don't know how I'd go back out there and be headbutting dudes and doing the things you need to do to play. I mean, it's scary. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so both teams have good defenses, although the Seahawks has been a little bit of a disappointment. And now the Panthers get Keekly back. I'm sure you know the over-under number, but this does not seem like a real good fantasy game for anybody.
Yeah, it's low. And these teams have actually played each other a lot in recent years. They've played each other, I think, 4 times over the last 3 seasons. And Cam Newton has really struggled in those games. I mean, they're going to be low-scoring games. Actually, there was a playoff game this past year where there were, you know, the Panthers put up some points, mostly on Kelvin Benjamin winning jump balls. And, you know, Kelvin Benjamin he's not there anymore. So, and then the other 3 times that they've played, I mean, just not a lot of production at all. Greg Olsen has struggled, and he would be the Panthers' best bet for production still in this one. Against a Seattle defense that just gave up 890 and 2 touchdowns to Tyler Eifert last week and really has been kind of leaky to tight ends all season. But he, you know, if you look at Greg Olsen's stat lines in those 4 games against Seattle, that's a little bit concerning. He's kind of more of a finesse tight end, really. And, you know, a guy like Cam Chancellor is probably a little imposing for him over the middle, but I mean, he's a fantasy starter. He's just not like a DFS start probably. And, you know, don't be surprised if he kind of struggles in this one. On Seattle's side, it looks like we're going to have Marshawn back, and the Seahawks are 7-point favorites at home. If Marshawn is getting the start, you want him in your fantasy lineup. He's a guy that probably everybody will be scared of in DFS, but if you look at his numbers historically, when the Seahawks are home and favored, Marshawn Lynch, his statistical splits are like through the roof when compared to other situations. So he's a guy that not a lot of people will be on, and he has had a lot of success in spots like this in his Seattle career.
Anything on the Panthers running back situation right now?
You know, again, Jonathan Stewart has been a big disappointment for me. I know that he has disappointed you as well. You know, are there reasons for optimism? I can't really think of any. He hasn't been used a lot in the passing game. Their offensive line, you know, it's not a great run blocking group. And they ask a lot of Cam Newton, and it seems like their running game, it's not like a foundation running game. You know, they run it with their quarterback a lot better than they run it with their running back. And you know, Jonathan Stewart is not the featured guy now down near the goal line. That's Cam, and to a lesser extent, you know, Mike Tolbert and Ted Ginn has stolen some red zone touchdowns. So it's been rough, and I don't see it getting any better, at least not this week.
That's why he's not a good play on a daily site, like a place like DraftKings.com, which, as I say all the time on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the key thing here is it just makes the games more fun. I mean, it just makes Sunday more fun. Whatever reason you're listening to this podcast right now, that's the same reason why you should play Daily Fantasy, in particular at DraftKings. They crown a new millionaire every week this season. But even beyond the great chance you have to make some money, it just makes the games more interesting. It just makes it more fun. You can check your lineup. You can see how you're doing throughout the day. This is not fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code FEAST to play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter FEAST for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Next meal.
Packers hosting the Chargers. Not exactly impressed by the Chargers offensive line. That'll be on the AFC podcast. Or the Chargers defense, quite frankly, Evan. Is there any trepidation in playing any Packers players this week?
No. And they have a monster team total. It's up near 30 points. They're 10-point favorites. There's nothing imposing about the Chargers defense. I kind of like some of their players, like their corners and, you know, Eric Weddle and some of their younger pass rushers, but they give up a lot of yards and points, and they're terrible against the run. They're the worst run defense in the league. It's them and the Browns, right there neck and neck. And I would say that right now the Chargers are worse. This should be a get well game for Eddie Lacy, who has one touchdown through five games. And, I know a lot of people are disappointed with him so far, but this should be a game where he really gets going. And, the matchups are all good for Aaron Rodgers and James Jones and Randall Cobb. Ty Montgomery has started to do some things. I don't think that Ty Montgomery is like a legit NFL receiver yet, but I mean, I think it's fair to wonder with Devontae Adams coming back, is he going to be immediately reinserted into a full-time role, or is it going to be, a timeshare with Ty Montgomery? And I mean, the Packers' best two wideouts right now are Randall Cobb and James Jones, and Richard Rodgers is a guy who has become much more involved in the offense with Andrew Quarles out. If we were talking about tight end streamers and Richard Rodgers is available, I think he's an every week fantasy starter. He's not a great one. He's toward the end, but toward the end of the top 12. But playing with Aaron Rodgers and being a 90%+ player in their offense, and they're going to be in scoring position a lot, and he has size and he can win in the red zone. You know, Richard Rodgers is going to be a good weekly bet for touchdowns.
Moving on.
Next meal.
Well, you already told us how you feel about Kaepernick against the Ravens. What does that mean for his receivers, tight end, and Carlos Hyde?
Carlos Hyde, when they can feed him the rock, he's pretty good. And we saw that against the Giants. And I think that this is a game that the 49ers should be able to keep close. I think we'll see Kaepernick go home and play well again. The 49ers defense has actually been good at home this year. It's been terrible on the road, but it's been good in two home games. And I think they'll be able to continue that against a pretty still an undermanned Ravens offense where Steve Smith, we don't know if he's going to play. Odds are he probably will, but he might not be at 100%. Justin Forsett wasn't able to play in overtime, with an ankle injury last week. I mean, I think the 49ers will be able to feed Carlos Hyde carries because of the game script, the way that this game will go. And even though the Ravens have a good run D, I like my chances with Carlos Hyde when he's getting the ball a lot. Vernon Davis is due back, supposedly. He's not really a factor in fantasy at this point. Bolden has been really up and down. We've seen him have two good games out of five. And, he's kind of looked done in some of the other games. But we saw against the Giants that he's still able to be productive. And the Ravens don't defend the pass well, period. And Anquan Boldin leads the 49ers in targets by a significant margin. So if you're just looking at it logically, Anquan Boldin should be a good bet for a fairly big game against the Ravens.
Lastly,
next meal,
Monday Night Football in the city of brotherly love. It's the Eagles hosting the G-Men. Eli has been on fire. We know that. Yeah. Your boy Rube and Odell both having some hammies. We're recording this on a Wednesday, 10:30 in the morning, so we don't have a ton of information there yet. But what about your boy Shane Vereen?
I guess he's my boy now. I don't know.
I just like saying that.
His usage is very week to week. Entering last week's game, he had zero catches in his previous two games. So I'm all for them using him a bunch, and this actually would make sense as a game that they would use him a bunch because they're not going to be able to run on the Eagles. The Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the league. That has been the case since Billy Davis took over as their defensive coordinator, and they have injuries at inside linebacker, and the Giants should be able to attack those weaknesses with a guy like Shane Vereen. But, I would have said the same thing with the Saints and C.J. Spiller last week, and that didn't work out. So Shane Vereen is pretty volatile. He's difficult to predict, but it would make sense for us to see a lot of him, especially with the wideouts hurting. He can line up at slot receiver. Another guy who's interesting in this one for the Giants is Dwayne Harris. If one of Rube or Odell Beckham can't play, Dwayne Harris has really taken over as their slot receiver, and he's been okay. And if both of those guys are out, Dwayne Harris can be the number one option in the passing game. So keep an eye on that situation. I don't expect to have any answers on it until Saturday at the earliest. And we could talk about the Eagles now. What are your thoughts on the Eagles? What do you think about Sam Bradford? He's looked awful in the first two quarters in back-to-back games, and then he's really turned it on in the second half.
Yeah, I don't have much of an explanation for that. What is noteworthy about the Eagles is they've changed up some of the things that were their tendencies, and their offensive line, Lane Johnson, Kelsey, they kept talking about how it had been their fault to this point, and then they went out and played like it. I mean, they played really, really well. Could not be higher on Ryan Matthews right now going forward for the rest of the year. And I would say if you have DeMarco Murray, I'm not saying trade him, but, I mean, because you wouldn't exactly be trading high and you never know what happens. But, man, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I like all the Eagles have – they started playing fast again. There was a spell there where it seemed like Chip Kelly just wanted to – just wanted to get people comfortable, and they were playing slow, and they were, you know, they were lining up under center, and they were handing the ball off, and they were huddling, and now we're starting to see them play fast again, and that's exciting for fantasy. I'm not sure if I trust Sam Bradford yet fully, like as a DFS start, but I'm optimistic about him in season-long leagues. I mean, I'm an owner of Sam Bradford in season-long leagues. I played Phillip Rivers over him last week, but I'm going to be going back to Sam Bradford this week.
Hey, by the way, we've been talking about fantasy. We got an email with a sponsor confirmation from Norm Fizikas. And again, you can always ask us a specific question, fantasy question, if you want. We'll get to it if you forward us a sponsor confirmation, ross@rostucker.com. He said he's new to daily and was wanting some guidance from you, Evan, as to how to structure his team from a lineup perspective. Do you have any, I mean, other than just saying go with value, do you have any strategy in terms of how you structure your teams for daily?
I think it can be really different depending on the week. I think that there are weeks when we have the opportunity to play really cheap quarterbacks. Like there was a week that really stood out last year with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And he won, you know, this hit way more than anybody anticipated, but he had like a 6-touchdown game. But I think that you want to look and see if there's anybody that intrigues you first at quarterback that is cheap. Like Blake Bortles would have been a great play last week. He was actually on DraftKings. He was in the lineup that won the $1.2 million in the Millie Maker. He was in that lineup. You know, start by looking cheap at quarterback and see if you can find any value plays. If you can't find any value plays, like this week we're looking at EJ Manuel maybe against Cincinnati, and that's, you know, that's dicey, you know what I'm saying? And then beyond that, there really aren't that many great value plays unless you have the Cajones to go with Matthew Stafford against the Bears. You're probably going to end up paying up for a guy like Carson Palmer. You want to look and try to get value first, and then you want to look at, you know, what big time wide receivers are in great spots. Like Odell Beckham was in a great spot last week against San Francisco, and you know Le'Veon Bell was in a great spot against San Diego. Jamal Charles was in like the ultimate spot against Chicago, of course, but got hurt. And that's really the way that I like to go. Look for value, and what studs do you think are worth it to pay up for?
That'll do it. Good answer to the question from Norm Fizikas, and we thank you for forwarding the sponsor confirmation, Norm. We got a lot more where this one came from, though. We're going to record the AFC Fantasy Feast right now, post it a little after midnight, so your podcast app doesn't go crazy. Speaking of your podcast app, while you're on that little device thing in front of your hand, a retweet would be nice. Evan posts the podcast, so do I, at Ross Tucker NFL, at Evan Silva, or just a like on Facebook, facebook.com/RossTuckerNFL. So iTunes rankings, comments, those are awesome as well. We even got the Amazon and PayPal for you if you guys need it. Until tomorrow, stick a fork in us. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.